Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet waves o'er the land of the free?
John is interested in a junk car. Get him on the mind, junk car. He's with him all the time. Up on the block for the world to see. There's a way of thinking how sharp they'll be, junk car. His little Mustang's hot. Yes, sir, well, it runs a knot. Johnny likes it. Johnny just loves junk cars. Got a 69 Plymouth that he's crazy about. Three red Hondas and he's parting them out. Grease on the dishes and grease on the plants. Grease on the pockets of his Sunday pants. Junk car, can get him off of his mind. Junk car, he's with him all the time. Up on the block for the world to see. You buy the new and someday there'll be junk car. A hubcap bird bat lying in his yard. Junk car, can't get him off of his mind. Junk car, he's with him all the time. Up on the blocks for the world to see. He lays away a thing and how sharp they'll be. Junk car, his little Mustang's hot. Yes, sir, whether it runs or not. Johnny likes it, and Johnny just loves junk cars. They ain't jumping him. Yeah, this is Johnny. What do you mean when I'm gonna haul him off? I just haul him in here. I tell you right now, one man's junk is another man's treasure. Oh, good, that ain't junk. Do you know how much a headlight costs for a car like that? How about that trim rim and that wheel right there? What about that trim rim and that headlight? Go buy one of them jump cars, it'll break the sound. But that's got rust. Look at that, honey. Look at the rust.
canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stands out in these memories I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hearts working hands and tried to feed my mama hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama
right out of my pain. To myself, I just man and sing. You broke my wheel, I heard a dream. Shouldn't it raise your take for the fire? I left in love like I thought it was funny. You came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, you let it die. Shouldn't it raise your take for the fire? Kiss me, baby. You mind, so kind, I can tell the world that you're mine. I treat my love and I put on my thumb. I'm kind of nervous, but it's always fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Putting these places straight for the fire.
On the outskirts of town, and I can feel the wind big engine whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Heart of mine, heart of mine, what you gonna do with your lonely self this time? Well, you went and did it this time when you heard temptation call. Shame won't let you walk back and pride won't let you crawl. She'll cry when she finds out, she'll tell us both to leave. Even though you're guilty, you're blaming all on me. Heart of mine, oh heart of mine, what you gonna do with your lonely self this time? Cross that line, you had to cross that line. I must have been a fool to listen to your heart of mine. How can you keep on beating, acting like there's nothing wrong? Can't you feel the sorrow? Are you made of stone? What were you thinking of? You must have been out of my mind. Oh, why must I be shackled to your heart of mine? Heart of mine, oh heart of mine, what you gonna do with your lonely self this time? Cross that line, you had to cross that line. I must have been a fool to listen to your heart of mine. Heart of mine, oh heart of mine, what's it gonna do with your lonely self this time? Would you hold my hand?
saw you in heaven. Would you help me stand? If I saw you in heaven, I'll find my way through night and day.
Again, too few to mention. I do. Beautiful song. Beautiful song, buddy. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. You know, we're here, and I'm glad to be part of this. I'm glad that you asked me to be part of it. I really, really am. And I hope that everybody here and everybody across this land is blessed tonight by what you see and by what you hear. And since it is a tribute to Dottie Rambo, y'all bear with me. I got to do something. I thought you'd do this, and we have to humble ourselves sometime, right? Okay, hold on a minute. Hope I ain't got a hole in my sock. You sing with your shoes off, I thought I'd just do it too. Like I said, you gotta humble yourself sometimes.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender.
When there's no place else to turn, Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know
30 miles from the last truck stop. Kinda like living on the moon. Yeah, I think I like it here. Sun bakes, creek bone dry. Maybe that's why the fish don't bite. But I ain't leaving anytime soon. Yeah, I think I like it here. Where else could I go to? Where I would be near you? Your love turns this place into everything that a man holds dear. Yeah, I think I like it here. Driving picture show closed down 20 years ago. A little rust on the silver screen. Yeah, I think I like it here. We parked there on Friday night, sharing our dreams and a bag of fries. Sure beats any old movie scene. Yeah, I think I like it here. Where else could I go?
Go on and search tonight. Hey, you are listening to Easy Blue Eyes Productions presents Ricky Van Shelton Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. That is a wrap of the first hour of the show. Remember, everyone's welcome to tune in and listen tonight, like every night that we have it. And very much encouraged to share the show. If you haven't, we'd be appreciated if you would. And you can call in tonight. You know, we'd love to have some callers. So please call or say hi or just join. You know, just have a little fun. The number is 845-277-9175. Hey, you know, that is a wrap of the first hour of the show, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. I have some great news. Great news. We are starting, as of today, to have a new VIP member or members to our VIP lounge, and I'm going to give you the rundown of how we're going to do this. Going to be a three-rounder. First round is elimination round, second round, song choice round, then third round, which is the final round, which is judges round. So here are the eight contestants to the VIP, to the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production VIP. You know, they get a lot of insight what's going on behind the doors, new merchandise and all that. Get to go to the VIP lounge group and gets posted up on the website as a VIP, and or they get anything and everything. If they want to wiggle in a show somehow in the week or whatever, schedule gets rotated just for the VIPs. So here it is. We have Brianna Faith, Kirk Baldwin, Alyssa Marie, Daniel Keppel, Hunter Lott, Ricky Combs, Scott Dawson, Sonny Thurnall. And I'm going to kind of give you... the first round is the elimination round. From today until Tuesday, five with the most votes get go on to round number two. Round number two is the song choice round, which five contestants will submit a song of their choice. And three with the most votes will go to the final round. And the final round and third round is the judges round, which the judges from the current VIP will have that. But from 5/26 till June 1st will be the second round, and third round is from June 2nd until June 8th. And then right here, June 9th, we will give the winner live on air. I mean, which will be one or two or three or four, whatever, you know, I don't know what the judge are going to do. You know, it's going to be, you know, the five judges, what they decide, you know, what to do next, you know, in that third round and how they pick. I don't even get invited, you know. I just kind of come up with some of this and then the judges take over. I don't judge. I vote for everyone. That way they all have that one vote. I can't play bias. But when it comes to the judges round, I'm not even allowed to vote. Our five VIP members are going to be the only one voting, picking, whatever. I don't know. There again, Bo Heatherly, Shane Masters, Mick Bird, Julie Richardson, and Jenna McDaniel. They got that under control. So, yeah, I mean, we could have one winner or two winners or all three winners. I don't know. It's not for me to decide, you know. So, hey, jump on over to the VIP lounge and get ready to get a new member or members here soon. And it's always great to have some VIPs. And, you know, some VIPs now – here are some good VIPs. All of my listeners out there, almost 30 countries listening, and the fans that support the independent music, the music period, the radio shows, and Easy Blue Ice Production in general. You guys are number one fans out there. You guys are the ones that make it possible. So if I really had to start picking out some number one fans, I'd just go with the whole thing. You know, I can't eliminate just one, you know, for the month or week or day. Y'all, my fans, you know, I love y'all. But there you go. All you got to do is join the Easy Blue Eyes radio show group deal and, you know, just kind of get in there and pick out which one of the eight you want to move on to round two. And, you know, you just don't want me, you know, to, like, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, just look up EBE Production Live Music Group. Hit the join button. You know, hey, I'm accepting everyone right now. And come on over. Enjoy the family. We love people who have passion for music. Come on over. Absolutely. And then, you know, take a vote. It's kind of hard. I mean, really, it's a tough eight crowd, man. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a tough one. I just don't know how this one's going to work out. We do have some new members to the mix. I'm going to kind of let you know to kind of start off. We kind of have some new people up on the wall. You know, I'm kind of, you know, we took two people, you know, out of the final four. But we do have Kimberly Ward, Faith Bardell, Camber Kane, which just got added, and Jill Johnson. So, yes, we do have some more. All you independent artists out there, also, if you would like to be added, it's really simple. Get a hold of me, throw some tunes, and give me a wonderful picture. I'm going to throw you up there. You know, I mean, that's all it is. You know, main thing is it's time to have some fun. And we're going to get back to having fun because, hey, who's laughing now? Me, or is it you? I don't know. But back to Ricky Van Shelton. Here is the start. Who's laughing now?
Who's laughing? Broken down and out, had a laugh on
effects on my heart, treating me so bad. Now the party's over and you're all alone, so you're calling me, begging, baby, please won't you let me come home.
To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to that home far away where his glory forever I'll share. Oh, I'll share.
I'm riding, they say it's leaving for a place where we'll never die. And the pilot will be my Jesus to my mansion up in the sky. And I don't be grieving,
don't be grieving.
Cause I'm leaving,
and
don't cry when I say goodbye. There'll
be no weaving
to where I'm going. I'm riding, we'll be returning some sweet day, Lord, by and by. So get ready to go with Jesus to my mansion up in the sky. And I don't be grieving, because I'm leaving, and
I
know right when I say goodbye. There'll be no weeping
to
where I'm going. My journey with Jesus will end my sorrow, heal my afflictions, and no more I'll cry. I'll be rejoicing while I'm going to my mansion up in the sky. And I don't be grieving,
because
I'm leaving,
and
don't cry when I say goodbye. Don't be grieving, because I'm leaving, and don't cry when I say goodbye. There'll be no weeping to where I'm going, to my mansion up in the sky.
Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
In his love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the water, I will not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
Hey, welcome back to Ricky Van Shelton Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. That's right, don't move. Yeah, that's right, don't move. I Shall Not Be Moved by Ricky Van Shelton. A few good gospel songs right there. I'm kind of trying to poke at the bear and see if one of my VIPs can't hit the studio. And I don't know really what she's doing tonight. I just kind of gave a little bit. Yeah, my colleagues out, business hopping and always busy, and kind of like, I don't know, maybe I'm kind of giving Wednesday night elbow and, you know, see if I can't get her to, like, buckle up and run over here to the studio, you know, and see if I can't get her to, like, you know, come along and kind of give us a hint what Friday's going to be like. And, you know, Thursday, man, I am already missing Thursday. You know, speaking of Thursday, I think we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and hit that up. You know, waiting on my colleague, you know, see if we can't get her into the crazy old studio here. You never know. I mean, sometimes you just kind of like, it's hard with schedules. Yeah, it's a hard, hard road with schedules. So, you know, I'm going to play a duet. This is kind of one of the greatest duets I've heard. Good combination. You know, black Ricky, you like this one. Here is Bo Heatherly and my colleague, Julie Richardson, both VIPs, singing If I Needed You.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
The night for long and the moon.
shoulder high to lay her lily hand in mine. Who would ever grieve? She's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find.
If I needed,
If I Needed You by Julie Richardson and Bo Hellery. Man, isn't that a great combination? I know it is. Well, welcome back to Ricky Van Shelton Music Radio Show. I'm your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Yeah, you know, that's got to be one of my favorite colleague songs. You know, well, one of my good, you know, I'm going to get myself into trouble already. My colleague's going to pop up in the studio sooner or later and be like, what are you talking about? No, If I Needed You, that is a fantastic duo, I'll tell you. That's right there with Loretta Lynn, Conway, Dolly, and Kenny. You know, it's amazing. And I'll tell you, it's up for some awards and stuff like that. And a few other countries and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there could be a lot more that I don't know. You know, I just know she, Miss Julie Richardson's up for like 12 categories, I think, in Netherlands or something like that. I'd have to go back and echo and repeat or just a little bit of the show description and kind of bio of Miss Julie Richardson. But I think it'd probably be easier if my colleague would just call in and be like, hey, since we can't remember and you forget so easy sometimes, you know, here, you know, tell everybody. But we'll see. Would you guys like to hear another one from my colleague? Or would you like to go back to Ricky? Oh, man, tough crowd. Tough crowd, man. Y'all, don't come into the studio and beat me up as long as you say you don't just play music. You know, wow. All right. You know, it is getting a little lucky around here sometimes. So I'm going to play one more of my colleague, and I'll shoot over, and I'll play one of Bo, and then come right back.
Girl, get back in bed. But I feel lucky. But I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dried York comes in the corner, trying to catch my eye. I love it's right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. The moral of the story, simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky.
Shine a light on you. Let me introduce myself. I'm the cold, hard truth. There's a woman we both know. I think you know the one I mean. She gave her heart and soul. Gave her only broken dreams. You say you're not the one to blame for all the heartache she's been through. I say you're nothing but a lie, and I'm the cold, hard truth. All your life, that's how it's been. Looking out for number one. Taking more than you give. Moving on when you're done. With her, you could have had it all. Family and the love to last. If you had any sense at all, you'd go and beg her to come back. You think that you're a real man, but you're nothing but a fool. The way you run away from love, the way you try to play it cool. I'm gonna say this just one time. Time is running out on. You best remember me, my friend. I am the cold, hard truth. You best remember me, my friend. I am the cold, hard truth.
Hey, right there, I Feel Lucky and Cold Hard Truth. Both of them wonderful songs by my colleague and Bo Heatherly, Miss Julie Richardson. Well, welcome back to Ricky Van Shelton Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. You know, feeling a little lucky? I'll tell you some truth here. Here is one of the most hardworking colleagues in the business that I've had the pleasure to be working with. Let's welcome Miss Julie Richardson to the show.
Hey there, Easy. How you doing?
Oh, just working hard as ever. Now that you're in the studio, I'd be good now.
No, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, always. I love when you stop by the studio sometimes. Well, only when I'm having a good time and, you know, especially. And you've been busy?
Yeah, I've been very busy. Busy, busy, busy. Busy moving, busy with my music. Everything's hitting all at once. So, yeah, busy is my middle name now. My name is now Julie Busy Richardson. But never too busy to call into you, though.
I know. You know, see, that's why I say, you know, my colleague's always busy. She's got to be one of the busiest ones to have in the business, you know. Somebody's got to also hang around and kind of give me the elbow once in a while. You know,
what's
I was
that?
Talking about, you're not having a show tomorrow.
Nope. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss it, though. It's been the first time in 9 months that I've missed a week. It's, you know, already like, oh, I'm supposed to have the radio show on Thursdays, and it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like being a fish out of water, but, you know, it's just for a short time while I get all these, my affairs in order. As you know, I'm going through a major move, and nothing like having to go through 25 years of stuff in a house that, you know, everything's got to be looked at, and a decision made, you know. Do you throw it away, give it away? Sell it or keep it, and that's exhausting, but it's also kind of therapeutic today. I went to the dump with a whole truckload of spoon, you know, throwing stuff out. It was like, man, we need to do this as like a therapy session, like just have people go throw trash out. It was great.
Yeah, and see, that's not, you know, the only thing, you know, of course, she's got to revamp the studio and set up for season two, you know. How long do you think we're going to be without, you know, the wonderful Golden Country Radio Show? Do we have, like, maybe a time frame, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, probably no more than 3 or 4 years you'll be without it, but, you know, I'll get around to it again eventually.
Oh, 3-4 years? Oh, my goodness. I'm already going to have a meltdown.
Maybe for my 60th birthday, 10 years down the road, You know what? Honestly, I'm thinking most people are busy anyway during the summer, and it's 6:30 p.m., you know, they're having dinner because the light's out longer. So I'm thinking about starting it up again at the end of July, and that'd be about right because I started my first season August 6th, and, you know, end of July, but it feels about right. I mean, it's only a couple of weeks, and it'll go by in a blink of an eye, and before you know it, you'll be settling down, and skies will be getting darker sooner, and we'll want to curl up to the radio and just start listening to music again, and I should have a lot of tales from the summer to tell and bring in, and, you know, new people I'm meeting, and so it's going to be a great second season, I guarantee that. Well worth the wait.
And I know somewhere down the line in the second season, you know, I do have a interview coming up on the Golden Radio.
Yes,
so I mean,
we may just start it out and kick off the season with an interview with Easy Blue Eyes. Find out more about you. I got a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. There's a lot of things I want to know, and I think our listeners want to know. And
I was kind of hoping a little bit more in the season, you know, kind of like, you know, but hey, that second to the last episode, you know.
Yeah, when no one's listening in and.
Sorry, we're tired tonight.
No, I'm thinking the kickoff debut of season two, special episode, special guest, Easy Blue Eyes. You know, tell all, no holds barred, informational session. It'd be great.
I'll do it.
All right, cool. I'm going to put that down.
Oh, what did I get myself into now? You know, is it too late to back out?
No, yeah.
Well, I better get that in the books. Or line that one up on a Thursday, you know, when coming back out, you know. Yeah. First episode of season two, Easy Blue Eyes made a mistake, open his mouth. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I've been kind of reading some things on you lately, and then, you know, I don't want to say a whole lot, but it sounds like we have an interesting show this Friday with you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, hopefully every show is interesting. But,
I think
there's been a lot of changes in the last week, I'll tell you that.
You know, the wonderful Miss Julie Richardson Music Radio Show, there's a lot of excitement that's going on, and I think that'd be a good way, you know, to have you explain, you know, what's going on in the wonderful music world. You're going to have to tune in Friday, I'm going to tell you, because I know there's some things that she's going to have lined up, and I'm not even going to know. So, I wish, you know, sometimes we kind of surprise each other back and forth.
It'll be fun to tell all the new developments, but you got to tune in Friday to hear more about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, I've heard some wonderful news and some other things. Now, some I don't know. You know, sometimes you kind of read stuff and it could be a rumor. I don't know. But we're going to get that confirmed this Friday. You know, so Friday, tune in and we'll find out.
All right.
You know, for sure. You know, and you're going to hear from Miss Julie Richardson herself.
That's right. Tell them the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, that's what you call the cold, hard truth right there. You know, absolutely. You know, I just announced that we are going to be voting on a three-stage or good three-round VIP. You know, and
nice.
We got eight in the running, and first round is elimination round. Five with the most votes gets to go on to the second round. And now the second round is pretty interesting because they all have to submit a song. And then three, that's a good catch. Three with the most votes gets to go to the final third round, which is the judges round. And the judges is our current VIP members. And, of course, my colleague's a VIP member. So
that's right. That means I get to judge. I can't wait.
We have Bo Heatherly, Mick Bird, Shane Masters, Jenna McDaniel, and, of course, my colleague, Miss Julie Richardson. So that's going to be a tough voting. You know, are we going to end up with one new VIP member, two VIP members, three? I don't know. I'm sure the judges will figure it out. I try to figure this out. You know, I started the VIP lounge. How come I'm not allowed in the VIP lounge?
Well, because you started it, it'd be a conflict of interest. You can't do that.
Well, nobody lets me come in there. You know, I heard y'all redecorated it and got like a red carpet or something. I don't know. I don't get to go in there. You know, who made that executive decision? Who made that executive decision?
Well, the VIPs, because we're VIPs and we can do that. We have the power to do that. And so, you know, you'll just have to wish and wonder about what it looks like. That's all.
Yeah, every time I kind of want to go in there, hey, you better get out of here before they catch you, you know. So I don't get to go more than a few inches to a foot inside the door. You know, I haven't seen it since I built it, you know, so I don't know what it looks like. It used to be blue. I can just imagine what color it is now.
Oh, no, I guarantee it's not blue anymore.
Oh, man. See, what is wrong with you people in the color blue? Are you guys, like, discriminating the color blue?
Yeah, color blue is blue. It makes you sad. So we got, let me just say there's chartreuse, there's periwinkle, all the great colors from the crayon box. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So since tomorrow you have a night off and I have a night off, does that mean I get to kind of wait until everybody leaves and then kind of sneak into the VIP lounge?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, there's a couple booby traps set, but you go for it.
I guess I'm staying out of there because, yeah, I mean, so we got Friday, you know, and then, of course, the VIPs are going to be – I'm tell you what, I'm sure Miss Julie Richardson is going to be paying attention to the 8 contestants for the VIP.
Yeah.
And she's definitely she's really going to be really sticky on that one, you know, definitely. I mean, we got a good crowd, so
– Awesome. That's going to be fun.
You know,
can't wait.
Yeah, we got a few more up on the website, you know, as we support. You know, it takes a while,
mm-hmm.
you know. You got to be able to bring it, you know, to really get behind that. And then the VIP, you really got to be on that level. And because we just don't throw up everybody. I mean, it's not fair.
You put me up there, and so... kind of contradicting yourself. I think you just put anybody up there when you put me up there, but we'll see how the future has it, you know?
I mean, how can you not have Julie Richardson on there? I mean...
Oh, thanks. Okay, I'll pay you later. Give me your Venmo.
I don't do Venmo. I do PayPal nowadays, you know, to hide the, you know, payment, you know, because oh, wait a minute, I shouldn't have said PayPal. Now everybody's gonna be like, yeah, how much is she saying? Yeah, for the show. No, I mean, I look for someone who can actually sing and can really tell a good story, you know, when they're singing. So,
yeah, and well, thank you.
Someone like you, Mick, and you know, it,
yeah,
Bo Heatherly,
great people, I'll tell you that.
Shane Masters, another one from Virginia, you know, they really bring it. So I'm kind of curious, you know, who's going to be next and then who's going to be next on the page as a we support them. It takes a while. You know, I've still been looking around, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we just don't throw up anybody and bring everybody on the show. I mean, if we did that, then what are we listening to?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, of course, me and Julie, we both kind of talked about it behind the scenes. You know, there's some skunks and squirrels that could sound a little bit better, but we don't give names, you know.
No. I mean, you know, it's sad, though, because people think they really have talent, and sometimes they just don't, bless their hearts. They don't, but then there's some that just, oh my God, you can't get enough of their music, you know, they open their mouth, they're so talented, and you know, those are the few, and everybody loves music, but we definitely love it when you feel the song and sing it with your heart, and you know, and you've got some talent to back it up, for sure.
Absolutely. One of these days, you know, I might pick up a guitar again. And that was supposed to be a secret. You know.
For the first time ever?
No, actually, I used to do a little bit of guitar, harmonica,
yeah.
You know, organ, accordion, you know, back in the day.
Wow.
And kind of
last
dulled
week.
Out a few times. Hey, you know, it was, okay, last week, no. I need to get a new guitar, you know. I might see if I can get one donated to me, you know. Miss Julie Richardson, I know she's got a whole studio full of guitars and stuff. And,
got allergies.
You know.
No, I got like 5 guitars and I know like 5 chords. I'm pathetic. I've got all these guitars and it's like, you know, I rely on everyone else to play my music. It's crazy.
Hey, you know, I had a good idea. You know, I really did. I was listening to some music, and there was a song. Some people don't know that I know some of these older singers, you know, artists, you know. Let's see if Miss Julie Richardson knows. You know who Jim Reeves is?
the who is it?
Jim Reeves.
Oh yeah, heck yeah.
Oh, I was not ready. Oh my goodness, like okay. Ferlin Husky.
Yes, definitely Ferlin Husky.
All right, see, you know, Farron Young.
I mean, these are all classic country legends. I mean, who wouldn't know them?
Yeah, well, see, people my age, they're like, how do you know them? How do you not know them? You know?
I know. It's like, what?
You know, there's a wonderful
Gene
song.
Shepherd and...
You know, we need to have a classic night and kind of have me and you host that sometimes.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great classic country music out there.
I don't know if we can get the very best of the best in a two-hour show or even an hour show. There's no way. I mean,
yeah, I know.
How in the heck did we vote on that one?
We don't. Week-long marathon. That's what we need.
We'll do it. We'll figure something out sometime.
Okay.
We'll have a classic cool. week, and we'll figure out something. But there's a song, you know, that I would really like to hear you sing. You know, I brought up that
uh-oh.
Artist. I'm going to have to pull this song up. Because, yeah, I mean, it kind of does go a little old school, and I think you can do it. I really do.
Okay. What's the name of
it? Yes. Wings of a Dove by Ferlin Husky.
On the wings of a snow white dove. Yeah, that's a pretty great song.
Yeah. Do you think we can get that from you sometime?
Yeah, I'll just, you know, I'll do it tonight and send it to you. No, of course you can, but I got to get back in the studio to be able to do it. And I got to wait till my allergies settle down. Man, I don't know about you guys out there, but my allergies here in Denver, getting my patushka kicked. I'm like all stuffed up and like got one nostril working. And I'm like, oh, wings of a snow white dove. My nose is all like, wah, wah. I already have a nasally voice, and when you plug it up, it just doesn't help.
Yeah, you know, I've been that way. So yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I like to hear Hello Walls, too, Fair and Young.
Hello Walls. Yeah. There's so many great songs. I mean, you could redo so many amazing songs and just keep going forever. But I tell you, I do love that, The Wings of a Dove. It's funny because I was just singing that in the car the other day, just out of the blue. And it's funny you mentioned that because I was like, it's kind of weird because I have been singing it around the house and in the car, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, you know, I guess we're kind of like reading each other's minds, you know, because
same way.
It's kind of like you got to have that connection to order just to do a song. I mean, it's just not like, oh, I'll just do this song, you know. And
yeah.
I think that fits, you know. I think you could really do it.
Yeah, I do too. It's a good suggestion. I may just have to go in and do that. As soon as I get done moving, I got one more week and then I got to be out of this house. And as soon as I'm out of the house and I'm homeless, then I can totally start focusing on my music again.
Yeah. So after this week, do you need a week off?
I'm going to need like 8 years off.
Just eight? Oh, man. What am I going to do with
eight,
you know?
8 good years.
Right.
25,000 days, that's all I ask. I'm just, no. Like I said, this moving thing is like for the birds. But it's going to be, you know, taking a leap of faith, and I'm going to find a great piece of property and get away from neighbors and be out in the country and nature and get back to my roots again, you know, just find a place where I can be me again and concentrate on my music.
Yeah, that sounds great. And speaking of concentrating on some of your music here, we need to kind of go through the song list and kind of fix the studios and kind of figure out.
There were some things you're missing, like Baby Girl. You didn't have Baby Girl. Do you have Code of Many Colors? Because that went number one this week.
You know I do. I've got that.
It's number one on the gospel chart right now, as we speak.
How can it not be gospel, on the chart, number one? But we'll have to let you kind of join in Friday because there's more to the chart than what we're going to say tonight, So we're going to leave out on that song so you have a general idea what to kind of tune into for Friday. What do you think?
Perfect.
So who's ready for Friday?
Oh, I'm ready for Friday.
That's what I'm ready for.
Yeah, because after Friday, I'm taking Saturday off. Saturday and Sunday, I'm taking, it's not like I really want to, but my body says so.
I get it.
Otherwise, Miss Julie's going to have to jump over to the studio every day, and she's kind of busy right now. So it's going
to be
kind of hard.
I'll be driving a truck to the dump and running the radio show. I'll be great.
Yeah.
It's all fun.
Definitely, thanks for calling in. Kind of give us a little bit of an update and answer. Absolutely, and definitely can't wait until
I'll
Friday.
Talk to you again on Friday.
Yeah, and I think we're going to make sure she leads the whole show, and we'll find out what's going to happen.
All right, sounds cool.
All right, well, I definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to the Easy Blue Eyes Production Presents Ricky Van Shelton Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we had the greatest colleague ever, Miss Julie Richardson, with us. We're going to say goodnight and enjoy Coat of Many Colors.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, and every piece was small. I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, throwing every piece of love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the stories from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made from only rags, but I wore it so proudly. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So it patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes. In my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Well, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the stories mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. They didn't understand it, so I tried to make them see one was only poor, only if they chose to be. I know we had no money, but as rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me, made just